Now, for those of us who might not be naturally tech savvy, operating, installing, and learning about new functions on our gadgets might be intimidating and time-consuming, especially when many instruction manuals are only available online. Older adults may face even more obstacles, such as very small print, tiny buttons, and sounds that aren't quite loud enough for them to hear. Kathy Helgerson is the founder of Simple Steps to Technology, a small business in the La Crosse area that provides help for older adults to use and understand modern tech. Last week, Rob Ferret talked to Kathy about her small business helping to build that gap.
Kathy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, talk about the sort of things you do with seniors. What were some of the first technologies you tried bringing in?
Well, I originally started my business working one-on-one with people in their homes, helping them with iPhones or smartphones and tablets and desktops and printers and smart TVs and Bluetooth in cars. And I also do programs in communities around the Cooley region. And I've discovered that there's not a lot of stimulation in our senior facilities, and that's recently become my passion to get these technologies that are available out there. And the first one that I came across was a company called Eversound. And Eversound is headphones. I have a suitcase that I rent of 10 headphones, and anytime I go somewhere to do an event in a community, anyone that cannot hear, it allows them to hear me through a microphone. And then I can also send music through the headsets with using my iPhone. And so I entertain them with lots and lots of music that they like to sing along to, that they like to tap their feet. Sometimes they get up and dance. So a lot of rec therapy going on there when they're using my headphones.
And I imagine an issue for a lot of seniors is going to be hearing impairment. And that can mean, on the one hand, they have maybe a harder time hearing things, but it's also harder to sort out different signals. So if they're listening to music, you know, just on speakers in a room with other sounds, that's not going to have the same impact. So this bringing it right to their ears basically is going to make a big difference, right?
It's immersive. It is. They like it because they block out the other surrounding noises and they're just more focused.
And do you work mainly with people with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, or do you work with seniors kind of across the gamut?
Age 50 plus.
And a lot of people might have a stereotype of seniors that they might be scared of technology. They don't want to use it. Some seniors might not embrace it. But I know from my own family that isn't always true. So could you talk about how people react to this new technology?
With the Eversound headphones, when I walk in the door, if I have been there before, they're excited to see me. They can't wait to put a headset on. One gentleman, he wanted to listen to some Elvis songs, so I was playing Elvis music for him, and he would know the year every song was released. When I took the headphones off of him, he wanted to keep them on, but he said that he used to play with Elvis.
Really?
He did. I know. I have to go back and play more Elvis and hear his story.
Well, that's why he knows every year. He might have been there.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, tell us more about virtual reality. I haven't really tried it myself. What when you go to the seniors, what do they do? What are they wearing?
There's so many benefits with virtual reality for people with dementia and people that are bored, people that have anxiety or depression. And they're finding that it's also having effects on people that have chronic pain and possibly addiction. They're wearing a headset, and they choose with their eyes what event they want to experience. So there's different categories going from nature to travel to learning. They pick the category they want, and within that category there's 20, 30 different content items that they can choose from. One of the ones they love is the drive-through zoo, and you can actually watch the resident that's experiencing it reaching out to touch the animals as they're going through the drive-through zoo.
And I understand this might be a community of people who can't travel now. Their mobility might be limited. They have to stay home. So this is an opportunity to get out and virtually do stuff that they can't do anymore, right?
Exactly.
What kind of reaction do you get from people as they start to experience, apart from reaching out and touching the virtual animals?
The conversation, even with the headphones as well. When they take off the headphones or the virtual reality headset, they start having a conversation, talking, sharing their memories and things that have happened in their past.
There's something special about having that immersive image. But what do you think that is?
I think it's something that's being triggered. There's a lot of clinical studies being done. It is a new technology that they actually had the first annual virtual reality health conference at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in California in May. And the speakers and the things that they're discovering, this is going to be big, I think, for our seniors. And we need to get this out there in Wisconsin, Minnesota. We're not making it happen, but we need support. We can come up with creative ideas to make this happen. And typically you hear, well, our budget doesn't allow it. Well, let's find some creative ways to make sure this does start happening. They deserve it. They've had hard lives, and they don't know about technology. They don't know to ask for this technology, but we can be their advocates, and we can make sure it happens.
Are you seeing more and more technology tailored for the needs of seniors?
There will be, yes, for certain.
Yeah, I mean, just a little thing. Like, I'm not at that age yet. I know if I have to call tech support and read a serial number off the back of a thing, it's small enough that my 40-something eyes can't read it. Is the tech? Are you hoping that the technology starts to recognize those little things that can make a big difference?
Yes, I'm hoping that does happen. Alexa is another discovery. Oh, well, I have an Alexa at home. Do you have Alexa? Amazon?
I don't, no.
They're putting them more and more in facilities. There's a facility in Carlsbad, California that I discovered last week, and they have 60 residents actually have Alexa in their apartments, and they have 160 in the facility, and they actually have an Alexa club. And I watched a video, I posted it on my LinkedIn website, of people sharing what they love about Alexa, like getting the weather, playing some of the skill games for brain games. And they can get actual menu for the day in their facility. They can get what the activities are.
That sounds neat. Now, when you bring a new technology into a group of seniors, are people a little nervous about it at first, not sure what they're getting into?
Sometimes, but typically I think it's how you go in with the technology. I'm so confident and excited about it, I think they want to try it.
Well, is there a technology on the horizon that you are looking forward to checking out yourself and then bringing to seniors?
Oh, my goodness. This is all pretty new in the last 6 months, so I'm just excited to get the three items we talked about today out to everyone.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
That was Rob Ferret speaking with Kathy Helgerson about her work helping seniors find joy in technology. Her business is called Simple Steps to Technology and is based in the La Crosse area.